Chapter 36. Scotland Yard deduces. The morning of May the 18th was uncommonly warm and sunny, but Mr. Harrenby took no pleasure in the weather. Things were going very badly, and he had treated his assistant, Mr. Sharp, with notable ill temper when he was informed of the death of the snakesman, Clean Willie, in an Enniskillen in Seven Dials. When he was later informed that his tales had lost the gentleman in the theatre crowd, a man they knew only as Mr. Sims, with a house in Mayfair, Mr. Harrenby had flown into a rage and complained vigorously about the ineptitude of his subordinates, including Mr. Sharp. But Mr. Harrenby's rage was now controlled, for the Yard's only remaining clue was sitting before him, perspiring profusely, wringing his hands and looking very red-faced. Harrenby frowned at Choky Bill.
"Now, Bill," Harrenby said, "this is a most serious matter."
"I know it, sir. Indeed I do," Bill said.
"Five Barkers tells me there's something afoot, and I mean to know the truth behind it."
"He was trite with his words, he was."
"I've no doubt," Harrenby said heavily. He fished a gold guinea out of his pocket and dropped it on his desk before him. "Try to recall," he said.
"It was late in the day, sir, with all respects, and I was not at my best," Bill said, staring pointedly at the gold piece.
"Harrenby will be damned if you give the fellow another. Many a memory improves on the cockchafer, in my experience," he said.
"I've done no wrong," Bill protested. "I'm honest as the day is long, sir, and I keep nothing from you. There's no call to put me in the stir."
"Then try to remember," Harrenby said, "and be quick about it."
Bill twisted his hands in his lap.
"He comes into the shop near six, he does, dressed proper, with good manner, but he speaks a wave like from Liverpool, and he can voke a Romney."
Harrenby glanced at Sharp in the corner. From time to time, even Harrenby needed some help in the translation.
"He had a Liverpool sailor's accent, and he spoke criminal jargon," Sharp said.
"Oi, sir, that's so," Bill said, nodding. "He's in the family, and that's for sure. Wants me to snaffle five Barkers. And I say five's a goodly number, and he says he wants them quick-like, and he's nervous, and in a hurry. And he's shown plenty of ream thickers to pay up on the spot."
"What did you tell him?"
Harrenby said, keeping his eyes fixed on Bill. A skilled informant like Choky Bill was not above playing each side against the other, and Bill could lie like an adept.